Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What is up, Cowboys Nation? Good morning, sunshine, and welcome to Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I don't know about y'all, but I woke up with a little extra burst of energy today. It was a great weekend as far as Cowboys news, so we're going to talk about that. But first, today is Monday, March 20th. Happy Monday, my friends. And like I said, there's a few things to get into, but first, here is your reminder to make sure to go subscribe to the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network wherever you listen to your podcast so you never miss any of these incredible episodes. While you're at it, please leave us a review and give us all 5 stars with that rating. Let us know what you think of all the content we are putting out for you. To keep up with all things Blog and the Boys, make sure to go give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. Give us a like on Facebook, or you can go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are always keeping you up with all things Dallas Cowboys, and there's always a lot, so make sure to go do that all if you haven't already. All right, well, here's what you might have missed over the weekend. Rush hour continues for the QB2 position in Dallas. According to Michael Gilkin, the Dallas Cowboys re-signed quarterback Cooper Rush to a 2-year contract worth a maximum $6 million, according to his sources. Rush is fully guaranteed $2.75 million in 2023, and keep in mind, Cooper is entering his 6th season with the Dallas Cowboys. During that time, he's played 19 games with 212 attempted passes and completing 125 of those. He has a total of 1,475 yards, 1,051 of which came last season when he stepped in after Dak was out with that thumb injury. He has 8 total career touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 84.9, so a big congratulations to Cooper Rush. Staying on the offensive side of things, because things got cooking for the Dallas Cowboys offense late this weekend, as the Dallas Cowboys have traded their 5th-round pick for 2023 and a 6th-round pick in 2024 for Texans wide receiver Brandon Cooks. That's right, guys. They did it. They made the move for a veteran wide receiver, and you love to see it. According to Todd Archer, the Texans are taking $6 million of the $18 million Cooks is guaranteed in 2023, according to his sources. So it seems that the Cowboys have found their missing piece to their wide receiver room. David Moore on Twitter making a very excellent point, saying that the deal for Cooks really closes the door on OBJ for the Cowboys. They preferred Cooks because he can take the top off of the defense and isn't coming off of a major injury. Ultimately, the Cowboys don't have cap room left to add OBJ even if they wanted to. So it seems, my friends, our long and very tiresome OBJ watch has come to an end. So in case you're wondering about Brandon Cooks, here are more of his career stats. He's entering his 10th NFL season, playing 132 games. During that time, he has racked up a total of 630 catches for 8,616 yards, averaging about 65.3 yards per game. Cooks has 49 career touchdowns, only having 4 fumbles. Now, Brandon Cook's name came up last year during free agency because the Cowboys did have their eye on him even then. But now he can officially wear the star on his helmet alongside wide receiver 1 CeeDee Lamb and wide receiver 2 Michael Gallup. So welcome to Dallas, Brandon Cooks. Switching things to special teams now, because lastly, the Dallas Cowboys may be looking for a long snapper soon. According to David Moore, Jake McQuaid did have a visit with Detroit. One of his sources saying that if the Lions do make a strong enough offer, you can probably bet that Dallas is going to move on from him. Keep in mind that McQuaid did miss the rest of the season with a triceps tear on week 4 of the 2022 season against Washington. So we're going to keep a very close eye on what the rest of free agency looks like for the Cowboys, but all in all, a win in my books for the weekend. Meaning there's still plenty to talk about, so let's talk about your Monday and Tuesday lineups here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. Starting with a new episode of Hidden Yardage dropping this morning with Mark Lane and Sean Martin. And then later this afternoon, you can expect a new episode of First and 10 with Tony Catalina and Aiden Davis. As for your Tuesday, you can expect a new episode of The Writer's Block with yours truly and my amazing co-host, Brandon Laurie. And then Tuesday evening, you can expect a new episode of the Blog and the Boys Roundtable with various members of our B2B staffers. Don't forget that you can tune in live to our YouTube channel to give your favorite B2B staffer all of the points so they win this week's roundtable. And that's officially all I have for you today, my friends. But don't you worry, I'll be back bright and early Wednesday morning with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. I'm positive we will have more to talk about come Wednesday, as free agency is still in full swing. So you never know what moves the Cowboys could make by then. Before I go, though, I do want to know what you think of how the Cowboys have handled free agency so far. Tweet me at @JessSavars_ on Twitter and let me know. I'd love to hear from you all. Anyways, go have yourself a fantastic Monday. Make it count. Treat yourself. All the good things you already know. Have a great rest of your Monday, and I will talk to you soon, Cowboys Nation.